Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Search the Scriptures, and you'll find many references to Christians receiving eternal rewards. It was Jesus who said, "Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Peter promised an unfading crown to faithful shepherds. And one of the best-known Scriptures on eternal rewards comes from Paul in 1 Corinthians 3, where he said, "If any man's work remains, he will receive a reward." Well, John, some people have a hard time with Christians receiving rewards. Some claim it's a self-centered idea and should never factor into our motivation for service. What rewards did Paul have in mind there, and should they motivate us?
Well, if anyone has problems with a Christian receiving rewards, he has a problem with the Scripture. And more than that, he has a problem with the God who promised rewards. You shouldn't be surprised by that. You can go all the way back into the book of Deuteronomy when God is establishing the future of Israel along two lines. And it goes like this: you disobey me, I'll curse you. You obey me, I'll bless you. That's a biblical principle. I mean, that goes all the way back to the garden. If Adam and Eve had obeyed God, they would have continued in bliss. They didn't obey God, and they went into the curse. I mean, all of life is like that. The whole point of calling us to obedience is so that God can lavish us with His blessings. Now, that works not only in this life, but in the life to come. When we are faithful here, the Lord will reward us in glory. And the Bible also says we'll cast those rewards at His feet, giving Him all the glory.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, and we appreciate you listening today. If you'd like more information about John's commentary series, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.